It's Tuesday, June 14th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A satanic campus club is officially recognized in a California public school district, but not so for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, reports World Magazine. Last week, U.S. District Judge Haywood Gilliam ruled that San Jose Pioneer High School was in the right for booting the FCA group off campus in 2019 for its stance on biblical marriage. All three FCA Christian student clubs in the district were subsequently ejected. The Obama-appointed judge ruled that the district's requirements for recognition was, quote, content neutral because it does not preclude religious speech, but rather prohibits acts of discrimination, end quote. Pro-life centers are under attack from certain opponents who are committed to killing babies. Besides the Buffalo, New York Center attack, which the Worldview reported on Friday, Wisconsin Family Action Building was also recently badly damaged by a Molotov cocktail attack. Last month, the offices for Oregon Right to Life were damaged in a similar attack. And over the weekend, another pro-life office in Gresham, Oregon was set ablaze by an incendiary device. Edward Hazen, owner of Nana's Place, a business across the street from the Gresham, Oregon pro-life office, said this on Fox 12 Oregon.
I think it's sad. We can go out and pick it and you know, protest in front of a business instead of destroying that business. I think that's terrible.
In addition, World Magazine reports that Mountain Area Pregnancy Services in Asheville, North Carolina was vandalized and threatened with the message, quote, if abortions are not safe, neither are you, end quote. Similar messages were spray-painted on the Alpha Crisis Pregnancy Center in Reisterstown, Maryland, as well as on four church buildings in Olympia, Washington. An organization called Jane's Revenge has taken responsibility for the attack on the Wisconsin facility, but so far the U.S. government has not issued any statement or made any arrests in the case. The group's name is a reference to the Jane Collective, an underground group in Chicago that helped mothers obtain illegal abortions prior to the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. Proverbs 21 verse 7 warns that the violence of the wicked will sweep them away because they refuse to do what is just. Yesterday, the U.S. stock market experienced the fifth largest sell-off in history, affecting bonds, stocks, and Bitcoin, reports ZeroHedge.com. Plus, the NASDAQ index slipped 5%. That's a 33% drop year-to-date. Bitcoin took a beating Monday, dropping some 16% in value in a day, wrapping up a five-day slippage of 26%. Cryptocurrency has lost two-thirds of its value since November. A recent Financial Times survey found that 70% of economists expect a recession in 2023, and about one-third predict recession will be here this year. As The Worldview reported yesterday, average gas prices in the United States hit $5 over the weekend. Overall, the year-to-year inflation rate in May was 8.6%. The U.S. Drought Monitor has declared that all of Arizona, all of California, all of Nevada, all of New Mexico, all of Utah, 90% of Colorado, two-thirds of Montana, and two-thirds of Oregon are in drought conditions. Spring rains in the Pacific Northwest yielded some relief to Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. And California has been in serious drought conditions in 8 out of the last 10 years. A 4-year-old Montana toddler turned up missing in the Bull Lake area over the weekend. But thanks be to God, he was found, quote, hungry, thirsty, and cold, end quote, after 2 days. ABC News reports that a couple heard whimpers outside of their cabin in a nearby shed several miles from the boy's home. Police think he slept in a lawnmower bag to stay warm overnight. Former Southern Baptist Convention President Jack Graham is endorsing Tom Askell for president of the convention. In a video released over the weekend, Graham said this.
I am very excited about the candidacy of Tom Askell. Now, Tom and I are not exactly alike on the issues of Calvinism and the sovereignty of God. In fact, we've had our rows in the past over that. But I've come to respect this man as a man of God and a man of grace. And I know he's a man of the word. I believe he has leadership skills that can take us forward into the future for Southern Baptists in a time like this. Someone who will stand up before the world and clearly define and declare the truth of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Disney's homosexual film for kids, Lightyear, is hitting the theaters this week. But Malaysia, United Arab Emirates, and a few other countries have banned the film for its homosexual content. Hollywood Media reported that Pixar chose to include the homosexual scene in the animated children's film in, quote, an internal backlash to Disney's handling of Florida's parental rights and sexual education legislation, end quote. No wonder the American Family Association is urging Christian parents to boycott the film Lightyear. The influence of Disney on small children is undisputed. Toy Story 4 became the top-grossing G-rated film of all time. Plus, the Toy Story franchise has become the most popular children's animated film franchise of all time. Jeremiah 5, verses 26 through 29 speaks to this. For among my people are found wicked men. They lie in wait as one who sets snares, as a cage is full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and grown rich. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Well, the emails about our little newscast keep coming in to adam@theworldview.com. Susan Greisman in West Palm Beach, Florida wrote, quote, yours is the only news I listen to. I trust your newscast. I like your scriptural quotes, end quote. 10-year-old Brienne Yasko in Humboldt, Saskatchewan, Canada wrote, quote, what makes it unique and special is giving the news from a Christian point of view, and I think you are a great guy for this. Thanks for doing The Worldview. It tells me what is going on in the world, end quote. And LaVon Adelson in Wichita, Kansas said, quote, for a couple of years, I pretty much ignored the news except for what my husband would tell me. Lately, I realized I need to be informed so I know how to pray, understand the world I'm living in, and talk about those events with our family. I love The Worldview because I feel it gives me the most important news quickly. Best of all, especially with news that's hard to hear, the Bible verses you cite always reassure me that God sees all and is in complete control. Praise to Him and thank you. End quote. Don't forget, if you send an email, please include your city and state. And finally, toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, 8 Worldview donors stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to Summer in Niceville, Florida, who gave $25, and Helen in San Diego, California, who gave $50. We're grateful to Edna in Marionville, Missouri, and Ashley in Boomer, North Carolina, both of whom gave $100, as well as Danielle in Brighton, Colorado, who gave $150, and Elisa in Paris, Texas, who gave $180. And we praise God for Joseph in Alexandria, Indiana.